This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back with the doctor.
Medical dockery.
Ooh, nice.
Lord.
Talk about anything.
Ever end.
No. Welcome back, everybody.
Surreal Talk. It'd just be a show you call and I give bad medical advice.
We're still talking about docking. We can't let that go.
I don't know why.
We're talking about my show.
And Armand's coming with a show.
I'm working on names.
We're working on names for him to spin off and we can get rid of him.
Right.
That's the idea.
I'm not putting my career in your hands.
Well, yeah, we can give him a show and we've just.
That's such a good idea.
Find somebody else.
We've been looking for a way to get rid of you and now we have it.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Doc with Dr. Dockington. Well,
Surreal Doc.
Put it right after this show. I'll just stay in the studio and you guys get the hell out.
Hey, man, you don't got
to
leave home.
Well, yeah, you'll just have to switch all the profiles and everything over to Surreal Doc.
You're going
to
need a producer.
I'll have Brian work on it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Let's do it.
What are we talking about today, Armand?
It's week two, buddy.
Do you know? Week two of three?
I assume it was chemical weapons. Is that what you said?
If you would ever show up to production on Wednesday.
I don't need notes for this.
He's like the actor.
Throw him away.
He's like the actor that nobody wants to work with.
Saddam Hussein.
Well, that may be true.
Did you hear what I said?
What'd you say?
He's like the actor that none of the producers or other actors want to work with.
Oh, he's a pain in the ass. That's for sure.
Did you see what Jay said? That's true.
Prima donna.
Rumor has it that Armand is so big that he needs at least three docking partners at a time. That's not true. Four.
This guy's so full of shit, his eyes ought to be brown.
Yeah, he's a quart low, though, so he's still foolish of shit.
He's got light brown eyes, is what you're saying?
So well, chemical warfare...
Oh, my word. What'd you do?
Looks like your phone fell.
Maybe all right. Chemical warfare.
Yes, I'm against it.
What about it?
Nothing. Show's over. Mustard gas tastes like mustard. Let's go.
No,
really,
it tastes like mustard.
It smells like mustard. It's like garlic. It smells like, apparently, garlic, I believe.
They add smells to it, but originally it's odorless.
Well, during World War One it was. In fact, that's why it was better than. I think the original one was it chlorine gas?
Chlorine gas.
And they smelled that, but they didn't know what the hell it was at first.
The Germans were pretty much the first ones in modern war to actually use chemical warfare.
Second Battle of Ypres.
Well, hang on now.
1915.
I've had chemical poisoning before. I just want to get that out there.
Well. Okay, it's irrelevant. Go ahead. When did you have chemical poisoning?
About 5 years ago.
Were you in armed conflict?
No.
Maybe Kuwait?
No. So I guess technically it wasn't chemical warfare I was involved in.
It was just dumb fuckery.
Pretty much.
Without wearing a respirator?
Yep, that's it.
Did you have to go in the chemical, in the gas tent? In ROTC, they made us do that.
No.
Eric was not in the military?
You weren't in the military?
Negative.
I was in ROTC camp.
Well, you were almost
6 weeks
in the military.
Of hell.
Okay, so he was a—he's a equivalent of a rent-a-cop for the military.
No shit. I'm a rent-a-soldier. He's
Fort
like a
Riley.
Fucking merc, fake merc.
Hey, but I'm an officer.
I'm part of the Black Squad. What do you see?
How many ops have you been on, Armand?
I went AWOL.
Did you?
Yeah.
They did not look for you, did they?
Fort Riley. No. They paid me.
Thank fucking God.
Yes. They kept me out. I wanted to go back.
We were just going to kill him.
No, you're in the nerve tent, the nerve gas tent. You have your mask on, and then you walk through it.
Nerve gas? Are you sure it's not like... Tear gas?
Well, like more or less like pepper spray or whatever.
Yeah, like tear gas, not nerve gas.
Yeah, tear gas.
The ovens at Auschwitz and all that. That's chemical. That's
Cyclone
B.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I got some interesting things about that.
Armand got gassed.
Yeah, and then you go, before you leave, you have to, the guy's there, and he says, all right, take off your mask. You have to take off the mask, and you have to say say what college you're from, and sing your college song, and then like 30 seconds, and you know,
oh, they make sure you
that,
get plenty of it in there.
Then you get out, and you get out, and you're just like,
I'd like to try it.
I would too.
Well, yeah, it's, and you're,
is it bad?
I want to be tased.
You're tased, disoriented, to say the least.
I'd like to try everything like that, to be honest with you. I'd like to take a tase.
How about
stun gun,
would you like to be what's the one where they put the waterboarded?
Yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could take that for
we
10
We could do that.
I guess I'd like to try
10
it.
Seconds?
Oh, and supposedly 10, 30 seconds and you're a stud.
I can hold my breath for 30 seconds.
Yeah, but it's not the holding the breath, apparently.
But what about if they keep doing it until past you hold your breath? You know, and then they pour for long enough that you can't hold your breath anymore.
Well, then that's longer than 30 seconds. Saying I could last 10.
So the waterboarding begins after you stopped holding your breath.
Oh, okay. How long could I last then?
Yeah.
I don't know.
10 seconds?
Do I get to breathe?
Not long.
Well, you could try, but there's going to be water.
You feel like you're drowning.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
No, we've already decided we can't do that here. Too much of a liability. We kill him.
We can do it outside. Just
we're not doing it anywhere here. In fact, I really hesitate to do it for the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's excessive.
Dave Strange says mustard gas and a similar gas called Lewisite.
Yeah, Lewisite,
that's what I said. We're used in as blister agents. Ooh, blister agents.
They are blister agents.
That's
they're
right, correct.
So blister agents, anything like that, they basically, on contact with your skin, you begin to form
they're
large
called,
blisters.
They're called vesicants.
Vesicants, blister agents, yes, same thing, yep.
That's correct.
Well, why don't you take us through?
They get in your lungs and mucus linings and stuff like that and play hell with you.
Take us through the types of chemical weapon agents, Everett. Well, you have a really... good list.
Like harassing agents are your lowest level, right? These are stuff that, you know, civilians might have access to. Your tear gases, your mace, things
civilians
like that.
That's like riot control stuff.
Pepper spray.
Right. So here's the definition of a harassing agent. They're substances that are not intended to kill or injure. They're often referred to as riot control agents. So that makes pretty good sense.
Yeah.
It may be used by civilian police forces against criminals and rioters or in military for training purposes.
Yeah.
These agents, I'm not finished. There's like a whole fucking paragraph here. Sorry. These agents also have tactical utility to force combatants out of concealed or covered positions for conventional engagement or preventing combatants from occupying contaminated terrain or operating weapons.
Area denial,
yeah. In general, harassing agents are sensory irritants that have fleeting concentration-dependent effects that resolve within minutes after removal. Casualty effects are not expected to see 24 hours nor require medical attention. So that basically you can walk away from it feeling fucking shitty.
Yeah, no ill effects, though.
We just
no long-term effects.
Everett showed me that scene from The Rock today, literally.
Oh yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah,
we'll get to that eventually. Though I've been pepper sprayed before. Did you know that?
Really?
You don't remember that?
You don't say.
Yeah, you're the dickhead that did it.
Oh
no, I had a girl do it to me once.
I had a little.
She was probably in the right.
Hey, give us the story there. I snuck up behind her. Grabbed her and tried to shove her into my van.
I guess it was on the college campus,
apparently,
I believe. I won't mention it. And
college campus.
I was getting a little frisky with her. You know, nothing. I wasn't touching her or anything. I was behind her and I said something. And she turned around and let me have it.
Did she?
Yeah,
dude, it's bad.
Did it hurt your eyes, Armand?
Yeah.
It did hurt your eyes. Okay. Just, okay.
Mine, I was fixing to beat the shit out of him, right?
Went to my knees, yeah.
And he got some from a yard sale, if I'm not mistaken, rather cheaply. So I'm fixing to come out, and he pulls out this pepper spray, and I tell him, you ain't got the guts. And that was a bad idea. I got hosed down.
I only got two things in this world, Armand, my word and my balls, and I don't break them for nobody, you know?
Scarface.
That's right.
Hey, sauce.
The worst part about that was getting back in the shower, and like the shit turns back on me.
I kind of like, well, mine was outdoors, and she pretty much missed, but I walked right through it. She went like this, and I was a little, I guess I was farther back than she thought I was, because I walked into the, you know, into the cloud or whatever, and that's when I,
See, I didn't get the cloud. We were standing roughly from here to there. I got this, like, the concentrated jet
in the face that's, and eyes. I didn't get that. This is like a little.
Yeah, it was
emulsion.
It was a bummer, suffice to say.
Put me, it wasn't good for my approach.
That was the end of that day.
Yeah, that was the end of that romance.
You didn't try again, huh?
I didn't know where the hell I was.
Go for a second chance?
On the ground.
It's a misunderstanding. We can get over this.
I didn't mean it.
They should.
It was consensual, yes.
I mean,
James asked.
Allegedly. And Farnsworth says, in Europe, they now have to label how many nanoparticles are in their food of different substances.
Nanoparticles.
That's got it. That's crazy.
And in America, it's quite the opposite. You have a certain amount of insects you're allowed to have.
Of course,
too much.
You can have like 9 mouse hairs in a jar of peanut butter. The FDA allows for that.
It's fine. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean
a couple
you have
cockroach
that.
Legs. It's fine.
I don't want no cockroach fucking legs.
Dude, I'm a different story. Here's some chemical warfare, man. I found out my Chinese joint I love around here. I'm not gonna say its name. Somebody posted pictures on their Facebook of fucking cockroaches that came in their food and shit.
That's that Chinese place.
Yeah, the one over there.
What?
I can never go there again now.
No, ever.
Ever.
Ever. Burn that place to the fucking ground.
Is that recent?
Ground.
Yeah.
And burn it to the
Facebook
ground,
page,
Armand.
If you go to their Facebook page, it's littered with people just fucking shitting on it from bad service, nastiness in there, having roaches.
I never go there anyway, but I did. I thought it was.
We used to order. That was our place for the office here.
Yeah, we used to go there all the time, right? When we had those conference room conferences in the room.
That's the one.
I never, no ill effects.
Okay, vomiting agents are your next level we got here. They're sensory irritants that are also termed sternators or nose irritants. They irritate the mucous membranes to produce congestion, coughing, sneezing, and eventually nausea.
That's not what that is, the one I have, though.
Yeah, Ipecac is not. Well, I mean, it is.
Ipecac's an emetic.
Well, I mean, they use it in a medical sense, but it's still a chemical smudge, that makes you throw up.
These are all smudge agents?
Pretty much, yeah.
Salivation. Or sludge, salivation, lacrimation, which is tearing,
basically they fill you up urination, with
their own
goo.
Digestive irritation or defecation, gastric distress, and E is emesis.
Are you just fucking making this up? These are real things,
sludge. Man. Yeah, that's how you remember it. I remember toxicology.
Are you going to call Armand a liar?
I didn't say he was a liar. I asked.
Go ahead.
He was
I am a liar, but that was the truth.
I am a liar.
Damn you!
I lie about everything. My dick's not that big.
Well, that was never in question.
Well,
malodorants. These are compounds of a very strong and unpleasant smell, which produce powerfully adverse effects.
Those would be nasty.
Of tear agents or vomiting agents. The only one we have listed here is my butt. I guess that was Eric. His butt is a malodorant.
Was that supposed to be humorous?
Well, that was just a placeholder, because when you're doing a bulleted list like that, you have to have something in order to get another bullet.
Stop using your butt as
a
placeholder.
And I hadn't got back to it. I had got called into that meeting and... Yeah,
dude, that sucked. You're right in the middle of our planning today. He's out for like an hour and a half.
I had to go. Yeah. I was at a meeting, man.
You're fired.
Meeting of the mind.
You're both fired. This is now the Everett Show.
You gotta go.
So I get the day off.
That would never work, would it?
Hey.
You get no more
days.
You
can be on my show occasionally.
What about incapacitating agents, Armand? Do you know anything about those?
This is the second level of
All right, such as?
They're substances that produce debilitating effects with limited probability of permanent injury or loss of life. The casualty effects typically last over 24 hours, and though through medical evacuation and isolation are recommended, it is not required for complete recovery. These, together with harassing agents, are sometimes called non-lethal agents. They may be as high as 5% fatalities with the use of these.
Well, that would make them lethal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Which is your maces and your pepper sprays.
All right.
Yeah.
Who the hell dies from pepper spray?
It's a tear agent, though. It's incapacitating. It's barely...
You never know what kind of reaction people have, though. I don't know. I guess you could theoretically... I don't know how it would kill you, though.
We will get there, Ryan Young.
Make you stop breathing, maybe? Get in your lungs?
I mean, maybe if you're allergic to fucking pepper.
Well, if you have pulmonary problems, I could see something be, you know, if you can't exchange oxygen in the alveoli or something.
Hey,
you never know. Fucked,
yeah. That's one of the things. Remember, it can properly carry the oxygen to the blood or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the fun stuff, the lethal agents. These substances are for producing chemical casualties without the regard to long-term consequences or loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
They cause injuries that require medical treatment. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing I ever heard.
Yes, most injuries do.
Well, lethal agents. It's called lethal agents, and they finished out their paragraph that they cause injuries that require medical attention.
Yes. Foul play is suspected.
Hmm.
What do you know about white phosphorus, Armand?
White phosphorus?
White
phosphorus.
Yeah, white. I thought that was an explosive agent. White phosphorus. It's a burn.
It's a cinder.
It's for burns, yeah.
So it is partially banned in real use. So you set off your ammunition above the ground, right?
We used it in Vietnam.
Yes, we did. We've used
Remember
it,
in
we've
the
used
Green
it
Berets?
Recently in Iraq as well.
Yeah. And 2015 Syria.
We've used it very recently.
Give them some WP.
So whenever they light it off in the air, all these little pieces of phosphorus light on the fire, and they burn super hot, and you can't really put them out. One of the side effect things that they do is they release a shit ton of white smoke, which is the acceptable use of white phosphorus. We're going to use it to mark an area, to obfuscate your position. You'll use it as a fog cover type of thing. That you can use
obfuscate?
It for. Obfuscate?
No, obfuscate.
Obfuscate.
Or obfuscate. I think it's obfuscate.
Well, you're wrong.
Semantics, guys.
This doesn't even matter. Quit interrupting me, Armand.
White phosphorus.
You're using a solecism again.
God, I hate
you. Stop doing that.
So how do you keep it without oxygen? Because it said it bursts into flames when it touches oxygen.
Just wrap it in plastic or water or anything, really, yeah.
Hmm. It's one of those things that gets... It's like a...
it's an immediate oxidizer type of
thing. Hot hands.
Kind of. I mean, not really.
Oh.
Well, I think that's pretty much what happens with... chlorine gas, it still gets in your lungs
really
it gets in your lungs and chlorine is hydrochloric acid.
Exactly, and that makes your lungs start to goo real bad.
Oh,
you drown in your own fucking goo.
Yeah,
you'd
be
lungs.
A mess.
You fill a snot, basically, and then drown on it.
The water from your mucous membranes makes it hydrochloric acid, yeah.
So yeah, we've used it.
No, it's not. First of all, Ryan, it's not a solipsism. It's a solecism. S-O-L-E-C-I-S-M.
You can catch Armand on his new show, we'll Grammar Nazi. That.
Solipsism, something totally different. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, he's.
Are you sure?
You know, I can't allow that to go by without addressing it.
I hardly blame you, sir. Whenever you're ready, we'll continue. Are we good?
Fine.
Napalm.
Proceed with the white phosphorus.
No, no, you don't kill that. What about, what do you know about napalm?
Napalm, yeah, it's naphthalene and
palm trees.
Palmitic acid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I always heard about napalm.
It burn you up, man.
You always heard about it when you were a kid. You know what I mean? Like fucking napalm, it always just kept burning.
Well, it's always that. That's one of the most famous pictures of that little gal. I think her name was like something.
Napalm Girl or something.
That was not
that.
Her name.
Yeah.
It was something like, it was like eight-year-old girl. It's one of the most famous pictures out of the war. But dude, that's some nasty shit. I was looking at, do some research on napalm before the show.
You going to make some?
No.
I wonder if she's still alive. Probably would be.
Yeah, she's still
like
alive.
6 years old.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
I saw an interview with her earlier this morning.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. On Good Morning America?
No.
Good Morning Vietnam? Oh, yeah. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Smell like victory.
Victory. Kilgore? No, that
yeah.
Was it Kilgore?
Colonel Kilgore, right. Charlie Don't Surf.
That was a good movie.
Apocalypse Now, yep. I like it better. Did you like the redo version?
I've not seen the redo.
Yeah.
Most redos fucking suck.
Were they just reordered or
yeah.
like
a No, they just, so, yeah, they just put all that shit that they cut
the
out.
Napalm.
Yeah.
So do you know how to make it?
Well, I don't think it's that hard to make.
It's basically gasoline and gasoline or diesel fuel mixed with a jelly.
What kind of jelly?
Well, you're going to say styrofoam or something, right?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
No, it's usually some sort of petroleum jelly. Yeah,
some kind of
petroleum jelly. So gasoline.
It's more like
a gel
though. Whenever I was watching them, they pull it out of the fucking container tube that's in, and it's like a gummy. Like you could throw it and stick it on stuff, but it's like pretty like a bunch like a gummy.
So consistency of one of those sticky hands. Or,
pretty close. A little thick, like that. A little more viscous. It's not
liquidy.
Solid. Yeah, it's a little more. You could squeeze through it.
Jello mold.
But less like Jell-O, because Jell-O separates and doesn't go back together so much.
That's fair.
Yeah. This would come back together.
Oh.
Yeah. Viscosity, yeah. Measured in Pascal seconds.
Okay.
They also used it in flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they burn.
The big advantage of that was like your regular shit would just come out in a big fucking poof.
Uh-huh.
But you were able to shoot streams. Yeah.
Is this technically a chemical weapon, though?
What's fucking napalm made out of?
Incinerate.
Fucking chemicals.
Well, so is gunpowder.
Chemical weapon.
So
what's white phosphorus? What's the fucking difference, honestly, there?
Gunpowder and white phosphorus?
I guess white phosphorus
I'd call it an incendiary weapon. I'm not sure I call it a chemical weapon.
But the irritants that come out of the burn of that, you can't breathe that shit in.
That's why it's a chemical weapon.
Yeah, but
as well as that shit will burn right through your body. That phosphorus will burn all the way down to your bone, destroy your it'll fuck you up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's how a lot of these.
They have to be careful when they're using it in civilian areas to make sure that the civilians don't get hit with it, vehicles don't get hit with it, buildings don't get hit with it. Because they'll light a building on fire like nothing.
And just you can't put it out. Water or nothing.
Basically, you can't put it out.
What if I had water and to pour on my arm whenever there was white phosphorus burning?
You're fucked, buddy. It's going to burn through you till it's done. It's extinguished.
Water won't make it not hot.
No, it does. They use it for underwater, actually. That's what they
Oh.
Yeah. It's like how magnesium is. Whenever you get that shit burning, it's so hot that you can't get it to stop burning. It just burns until it's done.
Okay.
Sarin gas. You familiar with sarin? That's a pretty famous one. Assad liked to use sarin.
Sarin is what they used in Japan, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I wonder if I got the name of that group written down. They're a fucking doomsday cult.
They didn't really kill that many people, though. I think they fucked up the actual, because they could have really. Was it in the Tokyo subway system?
Yes, they did it twice. In 94, they sprayed sarin gas around a neighborhood. They basically loaded up a van.
Yeah, just warming up, yeah.
And they just drove through the van, let it percolate out into the neighborhood. It killed 7 people, right? And they originally thought that there was a chemist who lived in that area who was actually capable of creating the stuff. And they arrested him because his wife died in it. And they thought he was targeting his wife.
That happens a lot. That's why a lot of these guys, don't want to use chemical warfare because you tend to kill yourself a lot. Yeah. Stuff's pretty caustic and volatile.
The same group in 95, like you said, released it in the Tokyo subway system. They released it on 5 different trains, killed 30 people.
Yeah, could have been a lot worse, though, if they'd done it right.
Yeah, 6,000 people were injured. They had enough to kill 4.2 million.
Yeah.
But they fucked up whenever they poked their bags.
That's right. Some of it, they leaked it out, right? And I think they hurt themselves, right? Some of them. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
In 2015, Assad was dropping in syria from helicopters.
Allegedly. Assad did that.
Well,
what do you mean, allegedly?
Well, there's more to the story as always meets the eye when it comes to Syria.
Hey.
But they were dropping it from helicopters. They killed over 200 people with it.
But a lot of people think that the U.S. had actually...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Did we have a show on that?
No. Well, yeah, maybe
what's up it was with Nick Syria. Drago was
no,
talking
we did
about
what's
it.
Up with Syria.
Okay, because I think Nick was saying that, too. You know him. On the Ocho Man show, he's saying, we did that. It was us.
And 3 weeks after that, ISIS actually used mustard gas in a town over there called Mariah or Maria, something like that. It's hard to pronounce.
Mustard gas is reasonably easy to make.
How do you make it?
Isn't mustard gas just carbon monoxide and
you
phosphorus?
Need fucking mustard. Come on.
You don't need mustard. You don't need Grey Poupon, please.
Pardon me, sir.
I knew he was going to use a stale joke like that.
He can't help the low-hanging fruit, man.
No, it's like, dad jokes, man. I just love them.
At least use the English accent. Make it classy a little bit.
Don't do that.
No.
Sorry.
Don't do that, Arma.
That's why the Brooklyn accent works better for those.
Yeah, I think mustard gas is carbon monoxide and phosphorus, I believe.
Is that right?
I believe that's it, yeah.
Carbon monoxide and phosphorus? Yeah. How do you mix carbon monoxide with phosphorus?
You add
liquefied carbon monoxide or something?
You heat it and you add some carbon, and apparently that turns into mustard gas.
I don't think you know what you're talking about, but I don't know enough to
look
say
it up.
That's why I feel sometimes. I'm like, I can't dispute you with this because I just don't know.
I am going to look this up real quick.
Hold on. Your English accent cracks me up.
I'll look it up.
I will talk. Armand, you don't need to keep talking. Ryan says that he likes to hear my English accent, so I think that I'll...
No.
I'll give him that, maybe. I was thinking about the rest of the show, mate. What's that?
Read the Magna Carta.
1452?
No, 1215.
1215, that's right. Chris Farley, shirt off, hot teacher.
Maybe I was thinking of Fosgene.
Nobody got that joke.
I was thinking of Fosgene, yes. Nobody got that joke. COCL2.
COCL2?
Yeah, Fosgene, CO, that's right. Carbon monoxide and chlorine.
Where's Leicester at?
That's Fosgene.
Where's Leicester at? Leicester, England.
Leicester.
Leicester. Gosh,
Leicester.
Hey, man, I didn't know C was science. Or science.
Hey, where's Worcestershire?
Worcesterton Fieldville.
Where's the Reading Railroad?
Channel 9.
No, that was on the Monopoly board.
That was Reading Rainbow.
And it's pronounced Reading.
And it's in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah.
I forgot.
That's right, Chastity.
Leicester the molester.
Yeah.
I can't find how you actually make it. It does resemble like
mustard. It does have phosphorus in it. Doesn't mustard gas have phosphorus in it?
It has the four main ingredients. What were they?
Fucking mustard, number one.
Carbon, sulfur, chlorine, and hydrogen.
That's right. Yeah, it's a sulfur in the middle of the ring. Yeah.
And they say it resembles used motor oil. It's like really sludgy black liquid.
Okay, I was talking about phosgene gas. That's carbon monoxide and chlorine.
Dave Strange says phosgene is known as the choking gas and it has a very distinct smell.
Phosgene? Yeah, I think it smells like
mustard.
No, it's hay. Like they always said, it's hay. I think
hay or grass, right?
Yeah,
very good, Armand. This guy knows his things from time to time. You just can't get him to
World War One buff.
Stop trying to dock things.
And you know, at least before they had gas masks, you know what they would do? They take their handkerchiefs and piss on them.
Right.
Put it up to their nose because the urea in the handkerchief can absorb. You know, can pretty much neutralize some of the
really.
Yeah, the chlorine.
And it's better than chlorine in your lungs, which is.
Oh, yeah. And it's better than just water.
What does he mix with? Ammonia and bleach give you some?
Ammonia will do it, too.
Ammonia and bleach together with chlorine gas?
But they didn't have that handy. They had piss right on them, though.
I used to mix my own inhalants for getting high. One time I tried that out. I passed out near the. I was mixing in the toilet.
What were you doing?
No, he wasn't.
Fucking with you.
You're just docking again.
It doesn't.
Did your mother ever catch you two docking in the bathroom?
No, we don't have the required hardware.
How does. Global
At least warming. I know I don't.
I'll tell you how global warming fits.
It doesn't.
This is true.
It
global warming's
doesn't.
A hoax. Okay. H-O-X-E.
Hoax.
Oh, very good.
It's a fucking hoax.
There's something called blood agents out there as well. They're either based in cyanide or arsenic. But basically, they make it so your blood cannot transport oxygen the same.
Correct.
Yes. I don't know of any actual weapons that have been used in that, though. But it is a type of chemical
weapon. Well, Zyklon B was cyanide, basically.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So.
What's that smell like? What they say, walnuts or something?
Almonds.
Yeah,
almonds. That's it.
In fact, that's what they did. That's how they killed you in California, at the gas chamber.
Dave Strange,
they
you're letting me know what you do.
Cyanide tablets in whatever the hell it was, and it smelled like almonds, and that out they went.
Chlorine gas chamber. Sulfide is mustard.
Didn't you ever see that movie with Susan Hayward?
No,
I Want to Live. She didn't.
No.
But she won the Academy Award.
Hey, spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
When was this, 1940?
1957.
Jesus Christ. The guy's not seen Weird Science, but he knows fucking 1947.
Fuck Weird Science.
Jesus.
No, I saw Weird Science. That was a good-looking gal in that.
Kelly LeBrock?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right.
Forgot to hook up the doll.
Potassium cyanide. Very good. Panos. Very good.
Are you familiar with Agent Blue?
Agent Blue, no?
It's similar. It's used in Vietnam as a defoliant. Oh.
Okay, Agent Orange, of course.
It is actually not defoliant. It is not chemically related to Agent Orange, but it's used for similar to the same things.
Right. That's they didn't use it as any personnel. They did. That's just they cleared the forest out with it. So they could kill you with something else.
They dumped almost as much as they did Agent Orange over there.
Someone is an old man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Agent Orange in itself was another defoliant. I don't know if a lot of people know that. It wasn't just a straight poison they used on people in Vietnam.
No, that's what I thought before today. I thought that Agent Orange was literally just a poison that they used on people.
They dumped it on the trees.
Right. So they could see you to kill you.
Yeah, they didn't want the Viet Cong to have their hidden paths. And
right.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a clear area. They couldn't hide anywhere.
Right. They eventually got going into Laos.
Did you know that? And Cambodia.
We're from Laos.
Thank you, Khan. He can't help it. He hears a keyword.
That's what he
said.
And
his brain goes, I know. Click, play this file.
And we know what he's going to say before he says it.
I like
it.
How you put it like that, play this file, because it's like I'm impulsive, but I'm not, because it's not. It's like autopilot. I
we don't
do
care.
It.
We don't care why you're like that. We just wish you'd stop.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember the Tylenol murders. Absolutely.
Oh, that was fucked up. You remember that, Eric?
No.
No, so before you guys were born. She just said you're too young.
Was it L.A.?
Chicago.
Armand,
Chicago.
I was born in
the 80s. So this guy goes into a bunch of Walgreens, pops open, this is before they had the seals, and this is why they had the seals.
Right, this is
slipped in cyanide caplets in with like the Tylenol. So people went home,
killed
ate their Tylenol,
several people,
and they'd fucking eat a cyanide caplet, dead.
Big scare,
And now that's why we have the fucking seals and shit on your
fucking Tylenol. Bummer, dude. What an asshole.
Yeah,
ruined it for everybody.
That's like the guy that puts a razor blade in the apple on Halloween.
Which has never actually been documented.
Really? Ever.
Is that just an urban myth?
And no drugs have ever actually been found. I tell you
Can you tell me nobody's ever done that? I'll bet they have just I don't know, because people are sick.
And whenever I looked it up, there's been no actual reported cases of people being drugged or like a needle or anything like that coming up inside of candy.
Inside
did you
an
see
apple.
That people are afraid like that people are going to start giving out marijuana gummies at Halloween? There's no fucking way when it costs $90 for these things. Anybody's giving them out for fucking free. Right. So don't worry.
That guy killed his own kids, Brian Young says. I assume he's talking about the Tylenol murderer, dude.
Did he?
That's what he said. I can't.
If you were my kid, I'd understand that. But
elaborate. Like or what's that?
I said, if you were my kid, I can understand killing my kids. But
oh yeah, no, I'd have fucking suffocated you with a pillow for sure by now.
Yeah. I would have drowned you. Much more personal. I could look you in the eyes while you struggle.
Yeah, but you just not being able to get.
Yeah, you don't want to see my face. I want to see your face and your eyes popping blood red as you go out.
I'll know when your feet quit kicking. And don't worry, I know everything you're saying is false because you couldn't even fucking torture somebody.
I'd just rather give him a
you're
fast.
My
take
one
it easy,
exception.
Boss.
You're my one exception.
All right, proceed. Enough of this filial wrangling.
I'm not be told to proceed by you.
I put them there. Fair enough.
In 88, Saddam gassed the Kurds with...
Allegedly.
This was not
I think that bastard did it.
Oh, really? We're going to buy this one, huh?
Yeah, we'll buy this one. It's about Saddam. Fuck.
Any which way, he killed...
So he did have weapons of mass destruction then, so Bush wasn't lying.
Well, at least this was in 88.
WMDs.
So that's about 14 years or so before we went in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He killed 32 to 5,000 people outright and injured another 7 to 10,000. This was during the Iraq War, I believe.
Right.
Who won that?
I would say
it was kind of a draw.
Kind of petered out type of thing.
Mm-hmm. It was a Vietnam
deal.
Not really.
The interesting thing about Saddam killing all those Kurds is it has been proven since that the CIA actually helped him deploy the gas for that.
Well, we were on his side, definitely.
Well, yeah, we didn't like Iran, kind of fucked up. It's not us using chemical weapons, but, you know. We
helped Saddam, another
we'll
guy.
We'll teach you how to throw the switch.
Yeah, so, and I imagine that our
technical
involvement.
Advisors.
I imagine our involvement was probably a little more than just flipping a switch or advising technically.
We overthrew the government in Iran.
Yeah, exactly. How do you think we got the fucking intel to do that?
During that same war.
Let me
that's
help
what
you.
The CIA does,
help
man.
You.
It's estimated that Saddam killed over 50,000 Iranians with a chemical weapons attack, sarin and mustard gas.
Wow, I didn't know it was that much.
And since then, the lingering effects they say have provided up to 90,000 casualties overall in all of Saddam's chemical weapons attacks.
No shit.
During the Iran-Iraq War.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he loved using gas. That was his favorite method, I think.
Assad allegedly pulled off this Ghouta attack in Damascus and killed over 1,000 people with 3,000 plus injuries. It's the worst sarin gas attack of all time.
How did that gal marry him anyway? Man, she was brilliant. What the hell is she doing married to that guy? You know his wife?
Who?
She's like a PhD or something. She's a brilliant woman.
Assad's wife?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea. She's American.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. What the hell's her name?
Damn.
Shelley.
Assad's wife. Asma.
That sounds American.
Asma al-Assad, but she's
converted.
First lady born and raised in London. I mean, this gal's smart.
All right, she's American.
That's pretty far off from American,
London's,
mate.
London's a province of America.
Go to
14th original colony.
I'll go with that.
That's right.
I'm with it.
It's going to piss them off so bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to make some enemies.
Yeah, we were thinking about giving them statehood like the Virgin Islands and Guam.
We decided against
that. Bachelor's degree in computer science and French literature.
We took the lady off the side of the fucking road and said, here's your queen, fuckers.
Oh, no, no. We didn't do that to the queen. Come on.
Yeah, we did.
What do you think? She's not bad looking.
I guess. I mean,
that an old
kinda,
picture?
Kind of English.
Soccer mom.
2008, yeah.
Let me see that again.
Soccer mom.
Have you heard of the Bhopal chemical disaster, Armand?
Bhopal. Yeah. Bhopal.
India?
So when you blow it
Union Carbide.
It looks better. Yeah.
Some kind of isocyanate.
Right, methyl isocyanate.
Yeah, methyl isocyanate. Yeah, that was a bad one. That's not chemical weapons.
No,
that
it's not. It's not warfare, but it's an industrial accident, yeah, the biggest industrial accident of that kind.
It was 84? Here again, you guys probably don't remember that.
I don't remember having to know, but it killed 3,800 people.
That was a bad one.
Half a million people affected.
And it lingered for a long time. That was a problem. You can't clean that shit up, unfortunately. Kind of like one of your craps.
Are you guys familiar with the company Dow? I'm sure you are.
Dow Chemical.
Knows Dow.
Yeah.
They paid out big, man.
Well, no, they bought the company.
Oh, that's right.
They bought the company.
Union Carbide.
And they stopped giving out any payments. That.
That's what happens.
So Dow's we didn't do it.
Fucking gangsters. Hey, that's not our problem.
Coincidentally, they reported earnings today, and they were very good.
I suppose. Don't you buy the debt of a company though? Too, when you buy a company, don't you buy their debt?
Yeah, but well, maybe
sometimes
not.
It depends.
Maybe what country doesn't have that rule? You know what I mean? India? Does India have that rule?
Oh fuck yeah! No, I don't know.
I mean,
good call.
And when India wants somebody, you bring in that foreign money at that time, they're probably like, "Yes, come on in." You know?
Isn't there some law in China where your kid has to do something for the rest of his life? Like if your parent murdered somebody, doesn't your kid have to pay?
Well, if you kill somebody or almost kill somebody, you have to pay for their expenses.
That's
the
maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
So like, did you know that in China, like if you hit somebody with your car and they don't die, you're responsible for the rest of their life, their medical expenses. So a lot of times
they'll back over them.
They'll back over you and kill you if they hit you.
Yeah, that's all right with me too. Yeah, I'd probably do that. Didn't it used to be in the old West, so you kill somebody, you had to take his family and care for them? But they had that Abbott Costello movie.
I don't recall.
The Wistful Widow of Wagon Gap, where Lou killed that guy inadvertently. And
I'll be honest
family,
with you, I've only seen Abbott and Costello Africa Scream.
That's not bad, but this one's better.
Hmm. No,
they put a frog in his soup, remember?
No.
I said I hadn't seen it. I don't
see
I don't remember.
It's a funny scene.
Yeah, I'll take a time machine, find that movie, go see it.
So is this Chinese law still in effect?
The name of the stream. What's that? The Chinese what?
The law you guys are talking about. Is that still in effect?
As far as I know, yeah.
I forgot to hook up the doll, didn't I?
You forgot to hook up the fucking doll.
What's God that damn. Mean?
It means forgot to change the name of the fucking stream.
I forgot to update the YouTube information for this week.
That's why they're
so we're still doing biological weapons?
Oh, yeah. That's why. See, I thought it was an insurance scam. Ryan said that's why they jump on cars over there. And I thought it was just for like insurance scamming, you know, people. Like, no, these motherfuckers literally have to pay for you for the rest of your life.
I had a couple of buddies used to do that. They'd wait outside bar, literally wait, especially on snowy nights, and they'd smack the back of your car and lie down and try to get whatever they could out of you.
Oh, my
really?
Back. My back.
Yeah, yep.
Bitches, man.
Give me $100. I won't say anything.
How about I give you a beat?
These guys are
Does it work?
Drunk. Yeah, the guys were drunk anyway. They didn't want the cops showing up.
Ooh, good fucking call.
Oh, they were Eric's scammers,
like new
man.
Scam.
They were
bitch.
Scammers.
What do you mean
bad.
New scam? I'm not scamming
You're
nobody.
Always looking for a new scam.
That's the wrong word.
I don't know that I'm wrong here.
Dash cam.
You want to go through your list of
a new shtick? How about ricin? Now ricin's also it's similar to
ricin.
I would say that's biological.
I thought that was a computer.
Yeah, that's a biological.
No, it's made from that plant. It's from
It's, hold on.
You guys are way off. It's a computer processor, right?
RICIN.
Ricin.
That's why I said ricin.
Ricin.
Oh.
RICIN. It's a gas.
He's just fucking with us. He knows.
Yeah. He's a bad moon ricin.
Bad moon ricin.
From the castor
there
oil
you
plant.
Go.
Yeah, it's processed from the seeds of the castor oil plant.
Castor oil, right. It's a nerve agent too, I believe.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it a chemical warfare. I would still say it's biological. So it's like
it's
the same thing
gas.
As anthrax, you know what I mean? No, it's not really the same.
No, it's
thing
a gas. So technically, ricin's you fix a slight tear on the rotator cuff, boy, I don't know.
Ricin's
you know,
a powder, man.
You might need an arthroscopic surgery, but I usually let those go as long as you possibly can because sometimes they heal okay. And the surgery is sometimes worse than the tear.
Holy shit, castor oil seeds?
Yeah, castor oil seeds.
Look at
right.
those. What
ricin.
Do they look like? They're like weed seeds, don't they? Really, really big weed
I
seeds.
I can't see it.
All right, Frank, get off the dock. Anyway, where did they use the ricin? Was used was that in London? They've used that before, too.
Yeah.
Was that the same thing they sent to the 2005 in the Senate offices? Is it ricin or is it anthrax?
Now, do you know how these gases, these neural agents work?
Anthrax is what that
Maybe I should explain this from a biological
Let us know, Dr.
Okay,
Doc.
You've heard of a synapse, right?
Yes, where, it's in your brain.
One nerve goes to the other nerve, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at the synapse, these vesicles, which are these very small little
pockets. I know what a vesicle is. There's one called the... Never mind,
not a testicle. A
seminal vesicle.
No, not that either.
Anyway, go ahead.
They release neurotransmitters, usually acetylcholine, okay?
Uh-huh.
The acetylcholine crosses the synapse, and it goes to the other nerve, and that's how you propagate a nerve a nerve impulse, okay? Well, after the acetylcholine's done its job, acetylcholinesterase removes it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So every time you flex a muscle is what he's saying. You get the acetylcholine, which is the chemical that tells your muscle to flex.
Right. And then when you stop it.
What is it?
Acetylcholinesterase.
Is what makes that chemical
degrades
go away.
It, right. These are acetylcholinesterase agonists.
So like sarin gas, for instance.
That blocks it. It blocks. So it's like it's an antagonist. And so it blocks the acetylcholinesterase so it keeps firing.
So I thought blood filled your muscle fibers.
Yeah, but there's a chemical that actually does, which causes that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I watched
you have these uncontrolled
bunch of animals
and stuff. Yeah.
Get gas with sarin today.
Why?
Because I wanted to see what happens. I watched a goat get hit by it, dude. It's pretty crazy.
What happened?
He basically just kind of dropped to his knees, and then he, kind of stiffened up a little, and then he went into convulsions, and then he died.
Fucking bummer.
They did a bunch of tests by taking and simulating different types of installations, like hard installations. So they would have like a bunker. Like first they had a machine gun turret, which is sandbags, right? Which you can't hit with like a grenade. You're fine in there because it hits on the outside and nothing happens. Gas killed you there. Basically every type of insulation they shot sarin gas at and it killed them. Even like a bunker where you could hit it with direct munitions, right? And there'd be no problem at all. Nobody got hurt. But the gas gets in there with like 2 or 3 minutes and you're dead. No longer than 4 minutes did it take for any attack they did with sarin gas to kill the test subjects.
Jesus.
And that's why a lot of these are very, like, I think mustard gas is a pretty heavy gas, so it's perfect
pools
for
trenches.
Trenches in World War I, trench warfare.
Right, whenever that was used, I forget the time that it was used. No, it was that chemical attack I'm thinking of. The chemical disaster. Whenever that happened, the same thing happened. It's a very heavy gas.
Yeah, Bhopal you're talking about?
So people that were living in all these villages around the area, they slept on the floor. And the people that were on the floor got the worst fucking part of it because it would, settle on the floor first before it, rised up. So,
right.
Well, technically, that's how Rose, yes. Technically, like the Tokyo firebombing and all that, it was basically the fire killed a lot of people, but a lot of it used all the oxygen up and people suffocated. Yeah, Dresden, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's the type of bomb that sucks the oxygen out of the atmosphere?
Thermite. Well, no, thermite creates its own. That's right.
Is it a neutron bomb that does that?
No, a neutron bomb is... the neutrons kill you. It's radiation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a type of bomb they could do that's like basically...
Sucks the oxygen out of the air?
And just suffocates everybody in the area.
Wow, that's a good weapon.
Maybe I dreamt that up or read it in sci-fi or something.
Sounds either like way, a, son of a bitch.
That was on the holodeck of the Enterprise.
Stop it, lady. You're scaring me.
Yeah, Second Ypres, that's right. That's the first battle that's usually acknowledged as the first battle to use chemical agents. The Germans use it on the French. And the Algerians, and boy, did they start running
in 1845.
The Germans, but it's weird because they shot these. Technically, they said, "Well, you're breaking." They had some kind of treaty or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Thermobaric weapon.
And they said, "Well, first of all, it's not because you couldn't use." Supposedly, the agreement was you couldn't use a shell with gas, but they had canisters, so that's okay.
Loophole.
And then the British used canisters, but they had the wrong keys or whatever, and they couldn't get rid of it, and they messed up and killed themselves.
Fucked themselves up.
And that's why a lot of...
What you do is you're like, hey, I'm going to throw this, and you shoot it. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of times, that's why World War II, they didn't use it, because a lot of times these guys are walking through their own gas, the wind shifts.
You seen that in like the battlefields, like where the fucking, like the chlorine gas just comes rolling across, you see people take off running, and then the wind shifts, and people just get fucked.
Well, right. That's why they used, that's why they used phosgene and mustard gas. Chlorine, you see this big green cloud coming at
right.
you.
Right. And you couldn't see the other ones. Right.
The other ones, that's why I say, if you smell that, put your gas mask on. I don't know if I'd even take it off, to tell you the truth.
Do you ever hear about that? This is kind of off topic, but did you ever hear about that lake that turned over and released like shit tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and it suffocated everybody in this town?
Whole town, yeah.
2,000 people died because this lake just let out all this carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide from
carbon
the lake?
Dioxide, yeah. It was dissolved into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You would think carbon monoxide, right?
That or methane.
Or methane.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was carbon dioxide. It was released from the lake.
Where? Where was this?
Not
America.
Africa or Asia. But,
oh, all right.
I don't know. I just thought that's very
similar.
I hope
it's not England. We're going to get another accent here.
You will.
I don't think I ever want to talk to anyone from England again.
Yeah.
Why not, mate? It's Lake Nyos. Western Cameroon.
Cameron. Okay,
killed 1,746 people and 3,500 livestock.
Lake Nyos. Yeah, I heard that. When was that?
A Limnic eruption.
A what? Oh, so is there some kind of underwater eruption?
Here, you know what? I'll hit the wiki for you there, bud.
No, it was not like a literal eruption of like a volcano.
An active volcano. Yeah.
Really?
It would have to be.
Volcanic dam
impounds.
Where
the hell is carbon dioxide going to come from?
Impounds the lake.
I thought it was
water.
Dissolved into the water.
Pocket of magma beneath the lake leaks
much.
Carbon dioxide into the water, right. Changing it
like
into carbonic
lake.
Acid.
Not that much carbon dioxide in the water.
Yeah, it would be like a soda lake
it
otherwise.
Would, it would
yeah.
come. It would be
bubbly.
Extruded anyway. Yeah. Henry's Law.
It's only known, one of three known exploding lakes to be saturated with carbon dioxide in this way, others being Lake Ma, and then also in Cameroon.
No,
and
no.
Lake
pronounce
Kivu
the lake.
In the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Congo.
And
all
Rwanda.
To the Congo.
Huh. I don't even know, Armand, because like I can't, you're the interrupting cow. You are literally,
I want you to, if you're going to specify a lake, specify a lake.
Are you just waiting for
that? Yeah, I was.
You're an interrupting cow, aren't you?
Fucker that was exactly four, what I was doing.
He has four stomachs, this guy.
I'll take it. I could eat more food.
He chugs his cud, or chews his cud.
Ruminant. He doesn't ruminate very much, though.
Well, why don't you run through your, you just threw your shit down, didn't you? Why don't you run through your list of shit you got here?
This was here
from
here?
This is your big thing here, yeah.
No, it wasn't a big thing. So 600 BC, these are just instances where early uses of
chemical type warfare.
Chemical weapons, yeah.
Were used. Oh, okay. Pre-World War One.
Yeah, okay. Pre-World War I. The Athenian military taints the water supply of a besieged city of Kira with poisonous hellebore plants.
Okay. Good call.
Did I pronounce everything there?
I don't know. I don't know what that plant is.
Peloponnesian forces use sulfur
Greeks.
Fumes against the town of Plataea. Yeah.
I'll give you that. Is that the one I read about where they... No, was it what? I read about
Plataea,
somewhere.
I would think.
It was around this time.
Yeah.
It was between like 400 BC and like 200 AD. I'm sorry to be so.
During the Greek Golden Age. Yeah.
There was a town that was under siege. And I really wish I remember who was doing the siege and who was being besieged. But they were digging tunnels.
Matter.
They were digging tunnels out from under the town to get out and attack, like guerrilla attack their besiegers. They found out they were digging these tunnels, right? So they got down the tunnels, the besiegers did, and they lit like phosphorus fires down in the tunnels and suffocated and
good
killed
idea.
Everybody down in there. Pretty fucking, or no, it's sulfur fires rather, not phosphorus. So good call on their part.
1675, France and Germany signed the Strasbourg Agreement, the first international agreement to ban chemical weapons, in this case outlawing the use of poison bullets.
I guess I never thought about that.
What?
Poison bullets.
Hey, you know, that's how they used to do whaling, though.
Yeah, arrows.
They used prussic acid, and they put it on their harpoons, and that's how they killed the whales.
Those fuckers up there.
You wouldn't think they would act quick enough,
that's
though.
That's cyanide. Prussic acid is cyanide.
I guess if they're harpooned and like, roped on, I guess there's not much they can do.
Yeah, those bastards real quick.
There's
I like the exploding tip harpoons.
That's what I'm talking about. Those Eskimos, like, fucking have a stick of dynamite equivalent on the harpoon, and they hit them right in the fucking brainstem right here and blow it up, and then they just drag that fucker back to shore and have them a little cut part.
They've actually found whales, like, they've been killed recently, that have some of those old non-exploded ones still stuck in them that didn't go off. Like, you know, they're 200 years old.
Yeah, those guys never die.
Wow.
They're like the queen.
They fucking live for a long time. That's
all right.
Sure.
Stop cursing, will you?
What are you talking about, Armand?
Why have to curse?
Yeah, we're trying to become a family-friendly show.
No, we're not.
No talk of docking. No fucking words.
Fuck that.
No scissoring.
Go fuck yourselves. During the French conquest of Algeria in 1845,
he talked about this.
French troops forced more than... Oh, yeah, you're right. Smoke to kill them. That's right. From 1861 to 1865, during the American Civil War, civilians and soldiers on both sides proposed using chemical weapons. Among a multitude of unrealized ideas, New York City school teacher John Doherty recommends firing chlorine gas projectiles at Confederate troops, and Confederate soldier Isham Walker suggests dropping canisters of poison gas from balloons.
Did so I don't think
that?
I ever did that.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they do that?
No, but I guess...
No, that says right here, a multitude of unrealized ideas.
Right.
That word came out of your mouth, unrealized.
So I guess that teacher just used
realize.
It on his students then.
I would. Stand
they get a little unruly.
A little
what
free
the hell
glory.
With you? Right. It's better than making them clean the... Blackboard.
So between 1874 and 1907, there were a series of international treaties signed by most Western nations to ban the use of poison and poisonous weapons in war.
Well, that's right. Brody did use a poison tip. Remember that in Jaws?
Smiley,
did he? Was it high,
son
was
of
it
a
cyanide?
Bitch.
He blew up the bottle, the tank.
No. He was gonna put the thing on. Remember, he was gonna get down in the cage and shoot that into his mouth. Remember, he had a. But was it cyanide he had on that thing?
I don't recall. I know what you're talking about though. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was the big ass fucking needle.
Yeah. He never got a chance to use it. He dropped it. Remember when he shook the cage?
Oh yeah. Now I know it.
What was
now
his
I
name?
Remember.
What's his name? Roper, was that his name?
The
Not Brody. It wasn't Brody that was going to do it. It was
Hooper.
Yeah, that's what it was. What did I say?
700 men went into the water.
That was the guy that was the Three's Company.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Roper.
The Ropers.
750 made it out. The rest got, Sharks got the rest. June 23rd, 1975.
I'll never put a life jacket on again.
But we delivered the bomb.
But we delivered the bomb.
That was one of the best scenes in any movie ever, in my opinion.
You know, supposedly he was drunk on his ass when he did that.
I realized that they were talking about he delivered the atom bomb. Like that's what they were doing.
Well, he says it in there, but.
I know, but I don't. You don't remember everything from when. It's like I saw Jaws when I was a kid.
Right.
And
were
I didn't watch it again.
Were you alive when Jaws came out? No, you weren't alive.
But
they played
I
the fuck out of it.
I was 12.
Right. You ever seen TBS? Like TBS was a thing.
It doesn't count.
No, TBS is a station.
You damn kids.
It's a station that they play all those old
At least
movies.
We bothered to watch it. Like, unlike kids these days, you would never touch Jaws.
Is that what that little box is? What do they call it?
Cable box?
That's a TiVo.
Television?
Oh.
Is that what that is? We didn't have that when I was a boy.
Womp, womp, womp.
We were going to skip right over World War One. And go right to 1917. July 12th. Mustard gas is used for
1917 is World War One.
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on. You didn't go far enough.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't.
We're going to skip World War One and go straight to 1917.
We're going to skip World War One and go straight to the middle of it.
We're going
to
go, well, the first part of the war anyway.
Hey, why don't you stand back down?
What? Why don't you shut the fuck down? How about that one?
He's cursing again.
Because, Armand, I told you.
My niece listens to this show. She's only 26.
Well, why would she?
Is she single?
I don't know.
Right. She's
not for me.
For who?
Why, yeah. Who? No, he's not rich enough.
You don't do that,
Armand. Got to be a doctor.
Oh, yeah, no, doctor. I know a doctor.
I'm going to marry a doctor.
Definitely no doctor.
Anybody, any doctors out there, 30 to 35? Okay, go ahead.
No.
I'm just putting out a...
Jesus Christ, the history of fucking...
public service announcement.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit there.
Should have cherry picked some of these. There's a billion of them.
There's a lot.
Kiss and makeup kits.
Poisonous gases are used in World War II, Nazi concentration camps.
Oh, yeah. Civilians. Well, are we going to discuss that? The Zyklon B?
Might as well.
You know, I've actually, I.G. Farben, I think the Rockefellers had a piece of that. Which means that they really...
They made money off all...
Yeah, they made a hell of a lot of money off...
What's new, man?
IG Farben. And the guy that developed, I think, was that Schroeder guy, Gerhard Schroeder.
Sure.
He was Operation Paperclip. We can use this
guy.
We
take all them Germans, man.
We took him. Yep.
Do we throw
he lived
him on
a
that?
Nice long time. Yep.
We should do a paperclip show one of these days, man. There is so much we do.
Haven't
with
we done that?
No, we've never did an actual operation.
Oh,
I got a book on it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Decent to read.
The one by Isaacson. Yeah.
Hey, you've seen one? You've seen it?
I read it.
From Tony?
Yeah, he lent it to me. I was stupid enough to give it back.
Tony read it to you at night?
Yes, he did. Oh.
All right, little Armand. Tuck yourself
it's
in.
It's time to go to bed.
Let's dock first.
Where were we? Page 114. Oh, my God. Let's dock first. All right, little Armand. Pull it out.
God damn it.
How does that work? Tony's,
caught him mid-swallow.
I've wondered about that. Guys with big bellies and small dicks, how do they dock?
They just don't see him.
I don't think it's possible.
You got to go sideways. Or 69 position.
In front of a mirror.
I don't even want to contemplate it.
Yeah, where are we trying to figure out the physics of fat guy docking? That's a show in its own.
The geometry.
That's a whole other show. We'll come back to that one. Yes.
Have you ever had chemical poisoning?
Well, I got sprayed with that.
That was it?
Yeah. I don't know. I got inhaled some formaldehyde in that in the lab.
You did that on purpose.
Lab.
Dipped on a cigarette?
Uh-huh. Fucking Armand.
Have
and he won't
that?
Smoke pot with us. Yeah, it's called whack.
You ever actually tried formaldehyde?
Yeah, yeah, it's called whack.
That's what they call it? Well, what was
and it
like?
Gets you high? You can get me.
And what's
about,
it like?
It's kind of sickening.
For about 2 days.
Wow, really?
Really? Whack? That didn't seem right. 2 days.
Maybe I was poisoned.
I think you're full of shit is the thing. I don't think you ever actually had a formaldehyde dip cigarette. I don't think it was really
You can look in the...
Where'd you get it? You can look whatever Mike had broken in that place. Still so you got it from the guy who broke into the mortuary. Gotcha.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody.
Well, who gives a fuck? It was over 7 years ago. Statute of limitations.
So I guess
maybe.
Technically, when you dip your bullets in garlic, like the mob does, is that chemical warfare too?
Yeah. Yeah, that
it
was the first.
Work, by the
that
way.
Was the
it
first
only works
thing
on
that
vampires.
Was,
who was it? The Godfather did that, right? The guy, was it Luca Brasi?
Luca Brasi. Luca swims with
somebody,
the fishes.
Somebody dipped his... I know. Oh, I think they. I think Capone's guys did it in the St. Valentine's
I think it
massacre.
Actually works.
No.
As you said,
it doesn't work. Just like you can't suck the poison out of a snake bite.
Oh, you can totally do that.
That's bullshit. You can dock it out, but you can't smoke it out.
What
you
if
you suck poison out of a bite?
No.
Oh. That's ridiculous. Your best bet would be like tourniquet maybe, but.
Yeah. Even that,
yeah, even
you
that
might be in trouble.
Yeah. Depends on what type of poison
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, right. A lot of times.
Concentrating it.
Yeah, and a lot of it, though, some of those, most of them, I don't think even rattlesnake bites are not.
They're, none of them are like going to kill you every time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so.
Except that one. What's that one in Australia that's really, is it? Well, I know in India, crate is supposed to be a real poisonous snake. There's one in Australia.
Common brown, I think, is what you're talking about.
Common brown?
Yeah, I think it's the
That'll
snake.
Kill you, though, virtually every time, right?
And then they got that funnel web spider down there, too, that's pretty bad, too.
I don't know.
It, you know how it is. We talked about it 100
times. What's the worst? The stonefish, right?
They are very, very bad, but I think it's the golden arrow frog is the worst.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
the
of that.
The deadliest thing in the world,
is that Australian,
right?
too?
No, it's from Brazil, yeah.
Brazil, okay.
So, yeah, apparently there's enough poison on the back of one of those to kill fucking thousands and thousands of people. Just
amazing, yeah.
It takes like 0.000017 picograms.
Well, like the botulinum toxin.
Yeah, exactly right. It just takes almost none of it. Wouldn't that suck? Like, you think you're going to lick this frog and get all stoned like you do, and you lick the wrong one.
You'll never know what hit you.
You'd be dead before you probably
get I don't lick frogs.
Yeah.
You don't lick frogs?
I don't lick frogs.
Not anymore?
Not anymore. Not after the one time.
You were fucked for, what, 2 days?
Not since the one time.
He thought he smoked a formaldehyde-laced cigarette. Turned out he just licked the wrong frog.
Now, I think
just really stoned.
I think a bushmaster, isn't that the only snake that'll attack without being provoked?
I don't know, man. I don't even
know.
Most
snakes will run away, you know, unless they're cornered or whatever. Like a rattlesnake won't attack you.
I fucking hate snakes, to be honest with you. Not a big fan.
Really?
Do you like snakes?
I don't see too many, thank God.
Me either. I don't want to see any more of them.
I didn't really thought much about it.
I don't like rats. I think I'd rather have a snake than a rat.
I don't have like a fear of them, so to speak, but I don't want to be around snakes, so to speak.
Yeah, people have
too fast for me.
I wouldn't want one as a pet. My buddy had one as a pet, though. It was fun when we fed it. It was a constrictor.
Yeah.
And we throw a mouse in there and watch that.
Dude, we've seen it. Like,
squeeze a shit
me and Eric one time
it.
Seen this lady my dad knew. It was eating a fucking whole rabbit. It was in the middle of it. Oh, my God.
It was a constrictor?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and then.
I don't know what's fun about that.
Yeah, you get piranhas. My buddy had an aquarium full of piranhas. We throw.
You like seeing little things die?
Yeah, yeah. Throw kittens in there and stuff.
He's
that was fun.
He's a fucking psychopath.
Next school shooter here.
Well, when you don't have any firecrackers to tie to the cat's tail.
Did you ever actually hurt animals when you were a kid? Honestly?
No.
Okay, good. Thank God. I was worried for
I don't believe him.
I'm
going to be honest. I don't believe
but
him.
But I wouldn't swear on the Quran about that.
Seriously. Did you ever use a magnifying glass on
Dude,
ants?
Dude, I was a horrible kid. We used to grab kids' Halloween bags and piss in them. That's how we had fun.
You pissed on people's Halloween
Son
candy?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, we pissed on their
City.
Halloween candy.
You know he did that shit.
What are you going to do in Granite City?
It's called Granite Shitty for a reason.
I know. We were all bums, man. We were horrible.
If you would have fucking pissed in my candy, I don't care who you were.
I'll fucking cut you
nuts
off.
We were bad. We were bad.
I'd have shoved my fake ninja sword right up your ass. I'll tell you that right now. You'd have been walking home like a fucking reverse ninja.
We were driving around my buddy's truck. And used to jump out and take their candy and piss in their bags. That was.
Why not just keep the candy?
Because we're high school kids. We ain't candy. We're too mature for that.
Oh, you guys are assholes, man.
Right. Like, what the fuck are you even
that
doing
is,
if you don't keep the candy?
That's like robbing a store and lighting the money on fire. You're not going to do it. You just stole the candy, which is the thing they had is worth anything.
We didn't steal it. We gave it back to them.
Okay, well, I'm going to rip you off. I'm going to steal your wallet.
Bad piss all
tear
over
up your
it.
Money and right away. That's the equivalent of what you've done.
You ran away,
you're
from the kids.
You're a 16-year-old kid. What are you going to do for kids?
But hang on. You ran from the kids,
we
though?
Couldn't get laid. I'll tell you that.
Well, not from the kids, huh?
No, not
he
from
tried.
Any, not from anybody.
He sure tried.
Man, we were ugly kids, too.
Ugh. You're an ugly adult. Makes
yeah,
sense.
I was going to say, what's different now, eh?
Well, I'm not as ugly as I was. I got a nose job.
Yeah, the older
Did
you get,
you?
The better you looked.
You got a nose job?
Yeah, can't you tell?
I don't know what it
perfect?
Looked like before.
That shit is not straight. Your nose is...
Well, compared to what it was, I had a hyperbola on my face.
Have you ever got punched in the nose?
It looks like
you're wrestling.
Broken.
Yeah,
broken.
I mean, yeah, they say the vomer was probably cracked, but I don't know.
Dude,
I think
can you see it? He's got a definite curve in his nose.
Still the guy told me don't wrestle anymore. He probably
Turn
fucked
straight.
Up wrestling.
Turn straight.
No, this is... this.
God damn it. Not profile. To me.
Watch it on the Millionaire Show. You can see how it's curved.
Since then, huh?
Put your head down a little bit.
Knock it off.
Come on, I'm trying to see it, Armand. Jesus Christ, this guy's so self-conscious.
My dick's straight. You want to see
I'm
that?
I'm not trying to fuck
Mr.
you, Armand. I want to see if your nose is
crooked.
We can't
have that on YouTube, but yeah, kind of.
All right. Well, we'll dock after the show.
I'm not dock. I never say anything about docking. What is it with docking?
Yeah, that's right. Me and Ken Shamrock.
Ken Sham dock.
Don't cheapen my show.
Dr. Octopus.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I had galvanized poisoning one time. I was welding some galvanized steel, and I got poisoned.
Actually,
like,
the rhinoplasty didn't hurt at all. I didn't have any pain at all.
So local?
Yeah.
No, I was twilight sleep, and then, they gave me the local. Mm-hmm. I was awake, yeah. No,
so
I was fine.
You had galvanized poisoning. What was the symptoms of that? So you get that from, like, zinc oxide, whenever you
welded it. Galvanized metal.
So stainless steel has zinc oxide over the outside of it. So you welded it, heated in the air, and you got in. That's why they say when, like, I was warned when I was in high school.
Galvanized has this little cotton shit that comes off in the air.
That's the zinc.
It's weird as fuck.
So we were told in high school, we tell you not to make pinch hitters, but do not try to make one out of galvanized steel.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right, well, that's a public service announcement.
There you go.
Well, you get like, I got sick for like 2 days straight, and I was fucking shaking and just fucking sweating, and it was bad. It felt like it was terrible.
It's called a respirator. You should wear one.
I do. Yeah.
So, like, have you been welding lately? Do you have a respirator?
No, because I'm welding just regular old pot metal.
Yeah, you
steel.
Should still probably have something. You know, face mask fumes and shit off
the
that.
The welding fumes are definitely cancerous and hazardous.
Then why don't you wear a...
Don't wear anything.
Well, because we have ventilation. It's called a garage door.
And don't wear any goggles either.
Garage door good enough.
Don't cover your eyes either. Be a man.
No, but I got fucking flash burned like 3 times while I was doing that welding recently. And I was
face
like...
face down there in that
that's
flame.
That's definitely why my eyes are bad.
Well, it definitely didn't help the situation.
Because it could be the smallest flash, whereas before it could just be like, oh, yeah, no big deal. The smallest flash, I couldn't see anything. And this like this whole right here was gone for 3 minutes, I bet, every time.
Huh? Well, let's hurry up and get done with this crake, as it's known.
Well, what else have we got? I mean, I think we're pretty much... What do you guys
still
want?
Going through your,
is there any reason to... The question I have, why outlaw chemical weapons anyway? What's the difference? I mean, you're going to use... These laws.
How is that worse than having a piece of lead shred through your flesh?
Or a hand grenade just blow you to bits. I don't get it. What's the difference?
You know? It's a weapon of mass destruction, whereas a hand grenade might kill up to a dozen men, a can of chlorine gas thrown on the battlefield could kill hundreds. It's cheating is what they're saying.
It's cheating.
It's the easy button. You're not allowed to hit the easy button in war.
Okay, how about dum-dum bullets?
What are dum-dum bullets?
Those are those hollow points.
That mushroom out.
Yeah. They're banned too. What's the
Shouldn't. I mean, there's some shotgun shells out there that should be fucking banned though.
Why?
Because there's it fucking shreds.
Well, isn't the point of war?
Yeah, you're trying to kill somebody. That's my point. What's the difference?
Well, I'm saying if they're banning shit, let's ban that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to ban anything.
Ban the fucking royal family.
The point is we don't
ban dumb boy.
The point is it's a horrible way to die, right? It's a horrible way to die. We recognize that.
It's a good way.
Just stay with me here.
All right.
Choking to death on chlorine gas is worse, they're going to say, than getting your leg blown off and bleeding out. So what they're saying is there's an understanding on both sides that we both agree that it's that bad. Let's just stick to guns. If we're going to kill each other, let's not do that. Let's have an agreement. No chlorine gas.
Well, but I think that's not the reason.
It's a gentleman's war.
Like I said, in World War II, they didn't use them because half the time the wind would shift or whatever, and they'd kill them. You know, that's really, it's more practical.
So I wonder because...
I think I'd rather have
sappers.
But you might survive a gas attack. Artillery barrage, I think I'd rather have the gas. These shells are blowing the shit out of everything.
I wonder if people
might have a chance of surviving.
Plan their battle strategies based on what's banned in war. You know what I mean? Like or even a defense strategy. It's like, I know they're not going to come in with sarin gas, so we can, you know.
I doubt they start with, I know what they're not going to do.
You think so?
I doubt that.
Right.
I think you're going to start with what they're probably going to do.
The probability plays a big point
in that. I think the Japanese used it, though.
They're probably not going to come in here with chopsticks and stab us in the eyes, so let's get that one out of the way.
Burning all the wood would not be a good idea.
Yeah, they're probably not going to come in here and turn all of water or poison.
Well, you're making it like a joke, but I'm saying, like, I don't think that because it's banned in warfare, they probably don't plan for a lot of chemical attacks like that. You know what I mean?
Probably, but they have that contingency. That's why they have the fucking respirators, you know, in your kits of, like, what you have the ability to protect yourself from that. Standard, you know, soldiers do.
Right on. How do you know that?
I used to be in the military.
Well, sometimes those gas masks, like the initial gas masks they used, were messed up too. And then some of these guys had beards. Well, probably a lot of them. Who's going to shave in a trench? And it absorbs through the trench, I believe. The mustard gas does. It goes right through your hair. It goes, you know. So and then the eye covers fogged up, and they take them off to, you know, because they don't see anything, and then they got to inhale. So
the mustard gas, you're fucked. That's the thing with that mustard gas, dude. If you have any exposed skin,
yeah, it was the worst.
Screwed,
it's a vesicant, though. But it's only killed like 5% mustard gas. It didn't kill it. It blinded a lot of people.
I'd rather think I'd be dead than
what, blind?
Man, fuck, it ain't
that
bad.
I'd rather be alive.
Yeah, you're right. You got me there.
I can do it. I mean, do it every day.
To me, it's probably better, even though, because you're incapacitating somebody. They're not going to come back and fight you, but you didn't kill them. So I think I'd take the gas. Rather than get shot in the chest or something, then you're dead. Or get my leg amputated. Both legs.
So wait, you're saying you'd rather be gassed than
absolutely.
Then what if the gas was going to kill you too?
I just said the gas is mustard gas, like 5 to 10% fatalities. It didn't kill everybody.
Okay,
it made
so
you miserable.
You're dying no matter what. You're dying no matter what. Would you rather be gassed to death or shot to death?
I'd rather be shot to death.
Shot
but
to death.
You might survive the gas. That's what I'm talking about.
No. But they're going to do it until you're dead. So which one do you want?
Oh no, I'd rather have. I'd rather be shot.
Hold on.
Be the end
you
of
might
it.
Survive the shot. Okay.
Not with anybody that can shoot.
in back in the World War One, you're probably going to infect it and get killed.
So,
although that, a lot of in fact, the gas per se didn't kill a lot. When those vesicants, those blisters, that's what happened. The blisters didn't kill you; they got infected. That's how people died.
Hmm. Well, about that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All right. Well, let's
anyway. It's just stupid to ban anything. War. That's the whole point of war. You're trying to kill the other guy. What's the difference?
No, I'm with you. You're right. The point of war is to kill, but you know. A gentleman's war. You know what I mean?
Let's not. Such a thing possible.
It's like dirty
trying
pool.
Trying to kill the other guy.
Don't play dirty pool. There's certain rules. I promise not to do this if you promise not to
well,
do this.
Well, we also don't.
It's like owl gouging. You don't eye gouge.
I mean, you could.
What is this, MMA? You're not in the octagon. You're
That's
in a trench.
That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah, well, if you're fighting for your life, you're going to use everything
exactly.
You can.
I'll cut your nuts off.
Yeah, right. Oh, there's a rule about that. Bullshit.
I'm not, you yeah, or there, him, you're there's kill no him. Gay when the guy's trying to stab you and no you just kidding. Grab his dick and rip that right off.
See, the question is when they surrender, but it's a lot of times, straight. Like the Japanese would surrender and then they'd pull a grenade and blow everybody up.
Yep.
So you can't even have that. That happened in Vietnam too. So that's the problem with these battlefield, quote, rules of engagement.
Did we ever talk on the show about the last episode of MASH? Every time I think about Vietnam,
what the hell's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. I just always think about the last episode where, was it Hawkeye? Was talking about he was down in that little hole with the... With that lady and her chicken, that farmer and the
no,
chicken.
No, it was in a bus. Remember, they were in the bus.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
what,
yeah. Right. It was a kid. She's trying to shut the kid up.
And she strangled the kid. Yeah. So bad. Bothers me every time. I don't know why I think about that a lot, but.
Well, that's war, brother.
I watched a lot of videos today of, you know, the usage of chemical attacks on people, and they showed a lot of kids all fucked up, like in Syria. That's hard to watch. Seeing these lifeless kids, they're trying to put them up on the table and work them back to life, but they're just already dead.
Well, this goes to show you how war messed up mankind is. Yeah. You know, yeah. I think
war is hell.
How about we're talking about Zyklon B. About how about these guys
the fight.
That found Dachau? Even Patton was throwing up when he saw. I guess it was back Dachau or Bergen-Belsen, whatever the hell he was. Birkenau.
Any of them, really?
Yeah, Auschwitz. I mean, that was putting them in a room. Yeah, you're taking a shower, and they could hear it, and they turned it off when they stopped screaming.
Can you imagine being like a...
Fighting for their lives. Because I guess the gas, the only place that was any, quote, air was at the top. Because
so they would climb on top of each other?
Yeah, they're climbing on there, scratching the hell out of each other and trying to get to the air at the top of the room.
Just to get that extra couple, 5 seconds of life?
Yeah, it didn't
it's
help.
Happening. You're dead.
I mean, oh, yeah. Nobody survived.
Even if you live through the gas by some miracle, they're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying not to waste bullets here. But
well, we really could. We'll be back for another hour, Nathan.
You imagine being the people the next in the shower next, you know, and like you're hearing all the screams and shit. Oh yeah, everything's gonna be fine. Let's go.
Well,
in the
I think they kept them away. Yeah, they weren't that stupid.
What if you were one of the German soldiers? Like, not even if you were completely on board with the plan, you would still have to. I would think most people would be like, "Oh my fucking god!" at the horror of the sound coming out of that room.
I think they were, you know, the people that really. I've read some accounts of the Jewish people they used for slave labor that had to take the bodies out. How'd you like to be one of them? But it's like, you know, you can't blame them. That's the only way they lived.
Can't blame them. That's true.
Yeah. What are you going to do? They're going to kill you. But if you don't do it, they're going to kill you.
Well, it's like the same time whenever you had the house slaves or the trustees in prison. You know what I mean? You're considered pretty much a traitor whenever you start working for the opposite side. So I wondered if the Jewish people who would hate those Jews that had the extra privileges just for removing the bodies.
That's weird. Well, the thing was, they would see these people coming and they knew what was going to happen, but they couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And you're not going to save their life anyway.
Pretty much in life in general, it's pretty much you do everything you can to keep yourself from getting fucked.
And a fucking dog
rule.
Does
That's
that.
That's the first rule of survival, right?
You know, survive as long as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, guys, let's finish it up for this part two of the series we're doing here.
So, in essence, we are against chemical warfare.
We're against all war.
Speak for your fucking self.
Oh, shut up. He's against
it. Yeah, I'm totally against it.
Well, we're against war.
I'm
per se,
war,
but
per
I just
se.
Think it's stupid, though, to say, we're going to ban this weapon because it's a weapon of mass destruction. That's just dumb.
Look, we can be against war all the time. We all
banned?
Have to admit sometimes it's a necessity.
Hold on, the flamethrower's banned. How do you feel about that?
Is it?
Yeah, the flamethrower's illegal.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Since when? We use that Iwo Jima
sure
everywhere.
I'm pretty sure the flamethrower's banned.
Well, that must have been after World War II because we use that all the time. Didn't you have those army men? Remember the fly? That's my favorite army man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The flamethrower.
We did have those. Fuck you talking about? You know we had that.
I know we had him, but
just shoot with my BB gun.
Come on.
I always liked him. Yeah.
Nine.
Well, they don't use them today in modern warfare because of the risk of them, but
Einsatz Gruppen,
Hey, strap these two fucking bottles of this big ass flammable material on your fucking back and then hold a light out in front of you and just shoot that shit.
Oh, they are not banned. Okay, never mind.
I never heard that
I'm
one.
Full of shit.
Yeah,
that happens a lot, but I'm willing to admit.
See, Ocho Man would have called you a liar. Can't trust anything you say.
Well, you know the Ocho Man. He's a good friend of mine, but he's
I'm used to it. Half the idea is that half the shit he calls me on, I don't even bother checking it.
But he checks me.
He checks me too, but I'm just saying.
Anyway.
He's a character, that's for sure. All right, guys, let's wrap this up. We'll see you guys here in the after show here in about 10 minutes. For those of you on YouTube, your podcast listeners, still half of you aren't downloading this. I'm coming to your houses specifically and whooping some ass if you don't.
Downloading what? The second show. Yeah.
Second show, the after show, the wrap-up show, the part after this.
The
other one that shows up in your feed that isn't this.
It's got the same fucking name.
Except after show right at the end of it.
Yeah.
Pick it up. All right, other than that, check us out at SurrealTalkPodcast.com. I think I checked as of today, you are one ahead in the poll.
That's right.
Double check that because that's pretty important to me. Armand is still not on the poll for whatever reason. It's 580 to 580, so we're tied again.
Really? Wait till I vote and it'll be 581.
Give me some money. I'll give you my votes.
I don't want your
votes. Give me some money. I like this guy.
We can't
guy.
Hear you. You're not on the microphone.
I like this guy.
He's taking off. He's not. He doesn't finish. See, this is why you can't do a show.
There's an end of a show. We got to do the outro and shit. You know, like, hey, check us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups Surreal Talk Show. You can hit us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show. You can find us on what other we got?
We got Discord. SurrealTalkPodcast.com/Discord. That'll forward you over to our Discord.
You do that with all of our shit. SurrealTalkPodcast.com/.
Whatever. Yeah.
Can you do? So what do we YouTube. Got? We got live. We got
YouTube, Twitter. I believe we have.
What do you have to type in after the Surreal Talk Podcast? .com/ to get Twitter.
I think Twitter.
Just Twitter?
It may not be set up. I'll double check. That one I don't specifically.
That's not a bad idea though. Have everything like fully encompassed in surrealtalkpodcast.com/ and then just fucking everything. It could be store, live. That's set up. Oh, hey, so you guys want a Team Eric hoodie or t-shirt in this cold weather here if you're in the Midwest. You go to surrealtalkpodcast.com/store. And pick up your official merch.
We still haven't found the supplier for the cock rings people are asking.
The cock rings?
We couldn't fit our logo on the ones before, so we're trying to find a better supplier. Any which way.
Smaller logo. Patreon is a thing, but smaller logo.
Patreon.com/SurrealTalk. We've heard us talk about it before. It's a voluntary subscription service. If you'd like to help us out, give us a little something for our bullshit time.
Hey, YouTube takes all the money in a super chat. You could go there instead.
Thank every one of our Patreons that we have.
Every one of you guys. We're going to do a show for you. We're going to do something.
We said we were going to do that back in November.
November. You're a piece of shit. You know that?
How is it my fault? It's your fault.
I'm busy, man.
Sorry, Rennie. This is Rennie,
a little awkward.
I want to give Rennie some special recognition right now. He's been our number one supporter since we started that. The crazy bastard gives us $20 a month and has
for years.
So
he's given us hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So we appreciate
we love
Rennie.
You, buddy.
Thank you.
That's not why. You're always first.
If you're ever in St. Louis, I'll go on a date with you.
He's from Boston, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think so. I want to say Boston.
He works for a company that does catering for movies, and that's fucking awesome. He does pictures with like people and shit. Anyway, let's go. Thank you all for listening. This has been Tareel Sock.
Yeah, with Eric and Everett. See, I flipped the fronts like you did too. But I'm ting. See you guys on the next episode.
Later.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.